Aldrich. Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
And now for the Aldrich Family, with Dick Jones as Henry and Jackie Kelk as Homer. The wonderful thing about the teenage time of your life is the fact that you can experience it twice. Once in your own teenage, and continually thereafter in the misadventures of your own or your neighbor's Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is evening.
Sam, I don't think you're looking at it from Henry's point of view.
You're quite right, I'm not. I'm looking at it from Mr. McCall's, or whatever his name is, point of view. And if you'll remember, Alice, I advised Henry in the first place not to take that job unless he was sure he could stick to it.
Sam, that's the whole point. Henry isn't working tonight because he isn't supposed to work. He's taking Kathleen to a very nice dance at the country club.
Yes? Well, then what's all the fuss about?
Dear, there isn't any fuss. Mr. McCall, who hires him, phoned a few minutes ago and wanted to know where the bicycle is.
The what?
The bicycle that Henry delivers packages from the drugstore on.
You mean he's lost it?
No, Sam, of course he hasn't. The bicycle is right out on the front porch. Henry didn't understand that he was to return it tonight. And don't you think Mr. McCall could be reasonable and let him bring it back tomorrow? Because there isn't any other way, is there?
Alice, you aren't by any chance leading up to the suggestion that I take it back, are you?
Sam, that hadn't even entered my head. Would you want to?
I would not. And Alice, no matter how far Henry has to take that bicycle, if his employer wants it, he should have it.
But do you think his employer realizes that Henry's only young once, and that this is one of the most important dances the club is going to have all season?
No, I don't imagine he does.
Do you?
Do I what? Yes, I realize a boy is young only once. And a man reaches my age only once. And I'm going to sit in this chair and read this paper and not deliver any bicycle.
Mother, are you too busy to fix my necktie, please?
No, Henry. Sit down on the arm of this chair while I straighten it.
Okay. Did I just hear you and Father talking about Mr. McCall's bicycle?
You did.
Well, look, Father, be sure to remember this. When you first push back on the brake, your feet will go all the way around once. But on the second time around, you'll stop. At least you'll usually stop.
I won't stop at all.
You won't? You mean Mother didn't have a chance to explain things to you?
Henry, if I gave you the impression that I was going to ask your father to take that bicycle back for you, I'm afraid you misunderstood me. The one I'm going to ask, dear, is Mary.
Mary? Mary isn't even here.
She will be. She'll be back any minute.
Are you sure? Because I feel very responsible for that bicycle. And Kathleen, and the dance.
You haven't one thing to worry about. Now run upstairs and put your coat on.
Yes, Mother, sure. Thanks very much.
Sam, did you see that?
Did I see what?
How conscientious he is about it. He wouldn't even put his coat on until I assured him Mary's going to be here.
All right, Alice. But remember, Mr. McCall has to have that bicycle.
Sam, you talk just as though returning a bicycle were the most awful problem in the world.
Mother!
Yes, Mary, are you back?
Yes, and my goodness, Mother, look at what I've just done to my brand new stocking.
Mary Aldrich, how did you do that?
On that old bicycle that's out on the front porch. And, Mother, I was going to wear these stockings to the dance tonight.
Mary, you didn't tell me you were going to the dance.
Mother, don't you remember? I told you at breakfast this morning, and I'm late as it is.
You mean you haven't time to...
Haven't time to what?
Nothing, dear. You're only young once. Go on up and get your clothes changed. I'm going to put in a phone call. Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 232.
Elm 232.
Mother, don't you think it would be all right if I tell Henry he has to pay for these stockings?
Mary, Henry only earns 50 cents for a whole afternoon's work, and those stockings cost 89.
No, Mother, they cost $1.08.
And that makes it worse. Aren't you ashamed?
Hello, Mrs. Brown speaking.
Hello, Elizabeth. This is Alice Aldrich. Is Homer there?
Why, just a minute, Alice. Homer, you're going to the telephone. Alice, while he's on the way, I want to ask you, did you know about the Allisons' party?
The Allisons? Are they giving a party?
Yes, dear. I understand they've invited scads of people.
Really? When is it?
It's tonight.
Tonight, Elizabeth? Aren't you invited?
No. Aren't you invited?
No, I guess you and I aren't included.
Isn't that terrible? I'm not surprised about myself, Alice, but after all, you have entertained the Allisons.
Well, that's the way things are, Elizabeth. You never know.
Oh, just a minute, Alice. Here's Homer.
Hello?
Homer, can't you say hello, Mrs. Aldrich?
I didn't know it was Mrs. Aldrich. Hello, Mrs. Aldrich.
Hello, dear.
Mother, could you be lacing my shoes? How are you, Mrs. Aldridge?
Homer, how would you like to earn a little money?
Some money? Boy.
It won't be very much, but it'll probably come in very handy.
Okay, sure. When do you want me? Tomorrow morning?
No, dear, tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, dear, you can do the whole thing tonight.
Why, I'm not working tonight, Mrs. Aldridge. I'm meeting Agnes at the country club.
Are you sure you wouldn't like to do just one little errand?
Gee, no, I've got to save myself to dance.
Well, I suppose you're only young one.
What's that?
Nothing, Homer. Goodbye.
Mother!
Come here, Henry. I'm afraid I have something I have to tell you.
You have, Mother? Boy, how do I look? How do you like my hair this way?
Henry,
I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your fixing things up for me. Are you sure Mary will be back in time?
Mary's already back. The only thing
Mother,
is...
Mother, there isn't another guy in this town that has a mother that... You know what I mean?
Henry, you don't have to hug me quite so tight.
I was just giving you a little squeeze. What was it you wanted to say to me?
Nothing, dear. You go right on and have a good time.
Okay, good night, Mother.
Don't stay out late.
Okay, and explain to Mary how responsible I feel about that bicycle.
Hello there, Mrs. Aldridge. Don't tell me you're out wheeling a baby at this time of night.
Good evening, Mrs. Hooper. No, this is a bicycle.
A what?
A delivery bicycle. It has a sidecar.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I recognized your face, but I couldn't place the sidecar.
I'm just pushing it over here to Mr. McCall's drugstore. Very good exercise.
Something I can do for you, madam?
Why, yes. Are you Mr. McCall?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, I just returned your bicycle for Henry Aldridge.
Oh, yes. Where's Henry? I've got a couple of packages for him to deliver.
Tonight? I answered the phone, Mr. McCall, and I don't remember your saying anything about it when you called.
And why did you think I wanted the bicycle? I understood the boy was responsible. I didn't go to him about the job. He came to me.
Mr. McCall, let me make one thing clear. Henry feels most responsible about his work here.
Yeah? All right. Can you get him on the phone and tell him to come right down here?
I'm very sorry, but he left the house before I did.
Oh, are you his sister?
The sister? Do I... Really?
Now, look, I've got a new store here. I'm trying my best to please my customers. A couple of orders come in, and I promise them. And then your brother lets me down. What am I going to do?
Well, if Henry's being put in the position of... Where do your packages go?
You'll take them out for me?
Well, I...
There's $1.40 due on this one, and 90 cents on this coffin.
Yes, sir.
And look out for the brake on the bicycle.
The bicycle? You don't mean I have to ride it, do you?
Lady, do you realize how far you have to take those packages?
Well, my goodness!
Hello? McCall's Pharmacy.
This is Mrs. Allison. May I ask about my ice cream?
This is who?
Mrs. Allison, over on North Street. And I have a whole dining room full of guests waiting for it.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Allison. The girl just left with that.
Kathleen, this is a swell dance. Boy, am I having a good time.
Are you, Henry? So am I. I never had a better time in my life.
Hi, Kathleen.
Well, hello, Homer.
Could I have the next dance with you?
I'm sorry, Homer, but I promised it to Henry.
You have? Boy, am I having a bum time.
She was... What's the matter, Homer?
Agnes, do you know what she did? She was so anxious to get here, she ran out of her front door and rolled right down the steps. She had to go back and change her clothes all over again.
Really? Hello, Mary.
Mary, my sister?
Yes, there she is.
Was she coming here?
Hello, Kathleen.
Mary, did you have any trouble with that brake?
With what brake?
Did you notice how your foot slips off the pedal the first time?
My foot what?
Mary, don't you know the bicycle?
I certainly do know about it. I tripped right over it, and you owe me a pair of new stockings.
I do. Just for taking it back to Mr. McCall?
For taking what back?
The bicycle. Didn't Mother tell you?
She didn't even mention it, Henry.
Oh, boy.
Henry, where are you going?
I'll be back, Kathleen, just as soon as I get something straightened out. Homer! Oh, Homer!
Alice, are you upstairs? Alice! Hello, Sam Aldridge speaking.
Sam, this is Alice.
What's that? Alice, when did you leave the house?
Why, quite a while ago. And, dear, I hate to bother you when I know you're reading your paper, but I'm afraid you'll have to come over and get me.
Get you?
Yes, I have a flat tire.
Yes. Yeah. You mean you took the car?
No, dear, I took... Well...
You what?
Nothing, Sam. Just forget it. Goodbye.
Alice, what is it you're talking about? Alice, where are you?
Hello, can you hear me, Mother?
Yes, Homer, and I'm sorry, but your father says he absolutely won't help you out.
But, Mother, doesn't he understand what's happened? Henry gave me 50 cents, provided I go over to his house and get a delivery bicycle he has and take it to McCall's drugstore, see?
Yes.
And just after I took the 50 cents and bought some punch with it, who do you think showed up?
Who?
Agnes, with a different dress on. And before she'd even danced, she had to have some punch, too. Boy, she went right through 20 cents.
Well, gee, I'll have to talk with your father.
Do you think you can get him to take the bicycle over?
Dear, you don't have to worry. You go on with your dancing. After all, you're only young once.
Boy, Mother, thanks. Is that a load off my mind?
Street.
And suppose you get over on your side, you... You... Alice Aldrich, is that you on that machine?
Harriet, is that you? Look out or I'll run over you.
What's the matter? Can't you talk?
Not the first time I back up my feet. There. Now, help me off.
Alice, may I ask what you're doing?
Harriet, you're just the person I want to see. Could you take this package of ice cream into the Allison's house here?
What are you doing?
Delivering packages.
Christmas packages? This early?
Harriet, the Allisons are giving a party in there, and they're waiting for their ice cream, and I haven't been invited, and so you'll just have to take it in for me.
But, Alice, I'm late for a bridge party over at the Andersons.
But don't you understand? Dressed the way I am, I don't want to go into the Allisons.
And, frankly, neither do I. They'll only think I'm trying to crash their party.
Now, Harriet, do you remember on your 13th birthday when you were too bashful to ask Bill Townsend to your party, and I did it for you? And you swore you'd do anything in the world for me anytime I asked you?
No.
Harriet, you did so. Well, look, you're going right over by Maple Street. Could you at least leave this bottle of cough syrup at 227?
Is it important?
It's very important. Mr. McCall just started a new drugstore, and Henry's trying to help him out.
Well, all right.
And incidentally, Harriet, there's 90 cents due on the cough syrup. Don't lose it in the bridge game.
Hello, McCall's Pharmacy. Lady, I sent that cough syrup out from here nearly 40 minutes ago. That's right. I've got a new delivery girl, see? And you know how it is these days. You better take just about anything you can get. What's that? Oh, well, when the girl gets there, you give her the bottle you want refilled and tell her to bring it right in here. Oh, forget it. What trouble is it? Goodbye.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. Something I can do for you?
Could you tell me... Have you seen my wife this evening?
Your wife?
Isn't this where Henry Aldrich works?
Well, this is where he's supposed to work.
But what I mean is, did my wife bring a bicycle down here?
Oh, are you Henry's brother-in-law? Why, how do you do?
I beg your pardon?
I don't want to complain about your wife, sir. But I sent her out with some packages over an hour ago.
Some packages?
Yes, and I've got some more for her to take out, and she hasn't come back yet.
You mean Alice? My wife?
And what I want to know is what you're going to do about it.
What I'm going to do about it?
I suppose that your family was the kind that could be relied on.
And we are the kind that can be relied on. That's why we're helping you out.
What do you mean by we? I haven't seen you do anything yet.
What's that?
Listen, I'm going to go out and deliver a couple of more orders. You stay here and take care of the store.
What's that?
And if there's anything you can't find, just ask.
Ask? Ask who?
Kathleen, do you mind if I suggest something?
Right, Henry.
Let's sit this next dance out.
All right.
As a matter of fact, let's go out on the porch and get some air.
All right.
Boy, do I feel good. Ever since I got Homer lined up to take that bicycle back for me. It just goes to show.
What goes to show?
I was just talking to Mr. Scott a few minutes ago, and he asked me whether I wouldn't like a job working for him.
Really?
Provided I can give him some good references. And gee, I wouldn't hesitate a minute asking Mr. McCall for one.
And who's that girl down there? Isn't that Agnes Lawson?
Where?
The end of the porch. Don't you see her in the moonlight? Who do you suppose that boy is?
Let's walk down and see. Wait till I tell Homer. Wait till I tell Homer.
Now listen, Henry. You keep away from here.
Homer, is that you?
Come on, Agnes. Let's get away from this.
Hey, Homer, how about my bicycle? Don't you realize my reputation's at stake?
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment.
Getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Because she has decided her son is young only once, Mrs. Aldrich has consented to return a bicycle for Henry in order that he may go to the country club dance. As the scene opens, Homer Brown's father is speaking.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? This is Elizabeth Brown speaking.
Hello, Elizabeth. This is Will.
Who?
Will, your husband. I can't find that bicycle of Henry's.
Did you look all over their yard?
I've walked into every tree out there, and there's still no sign of it.
Well, Will, where are you now?
I'm in the Aldrich's front hall. And, Elizabeth, I'm in my house slippers, and I'm standing in water.
In water?
I can't be responsible if they aren't more careful where they put their vases of flowers.
Well, dear, you've just got to find that bicycle. Homer says Henry was very much concerned about being taken back. And he won't enjoy the dance one bit if he knows you've fallen down on him.
I'll give it 10 more minutes and then I quit. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where did that come from? Hold your horses. Hello?
Hello, is this you, Father?
Is this Homer? Where are you?
It isn't Homer, it's Henry.
It is? Well, this is Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown? Gee whiz, did I get the wrong number? Goodbye, Father.
Now, wait, where's your bicycle? Hello!
me some information.
What is it you'd like to know, lady?
Where, had you any idea where number 227 would be here on Maple Street?
Let's see now. Isn't it this house right here?
No, I was just in there, and they haven't had a cold all year.
What's that?
227 Maple Street ordered this cough syrup, and I'd like to get rid of it so I can go to a bridge party.
How about trying that house across the street?
I tried that one, too. They said they don't think there is any 227.
Let's see the address on your package.
Here you are.
That's 227, all right. Or 277.
It was?
And that certainly says Maple Street, or is it Marble?
Marble?
Well, I wouldn't get discouraged, lady. You're on the right track, anyhow.
Now, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, sir. I'd like a chocolate frosted.
A chocolate what?
Frosted.
Oh, that's something to drink, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's made with chocolate syrup, milk, and ice cream.
Yes, and that's all?
And then you put it in that mixer.
Yeah, well, that sounds easy enough. Now then, we'll get a glass. There we are.
Oh, my goodness, do I get one that big?
Well, I think this is a drinking glass. It couldn't be just an ornament, could it? Now, let's see. I guess the logical thing would be to start with the chocolate. 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 You wouldn't be interested in strawberry, would you?
No, thank you.
I've got strawberry right here. But, of course, lemon, sarsaparilla. Maybe they keep the chocolate in one of these bowls. Oh, no, that's the cherries. How would you like to have me throw a cherry in?
No, thank you. How about that other bowl?
This one?
Yes, what's in that?
Well, I never saw anything like that before. It's sort of a lather.
Isn't that whipped cream?
So it is. It's been a long time since I've seen any whipped cream.
Isn't this chocolate right here?
Oh, yes. Good for you. Well, here we go.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that quite a lot of chocolate? Are you going to have room for the milk?
Oh, yes. If we don't, we'll get another glass and I'll drink part of it.
Haven't you ever done this before?
Well, not as a general rule. Actually, I'm a lawyer.
Oh, and you have to take this job tonight.
Well, I have to take it tonight anyhow. Now, let's see, here's the ice cream. I wonder what they take it out with.
Isn't there a scoop?
No, and I certainly don't want to use my hands.
My goodness, no.
Oh, here it is, right here. Now then.
Is that vanilla?
Oh, yes. You can't fool me on vanilla. Oh, well.
All you have to do is pull that little jigger and the ice cream drops right out.
Yes, I realize that. But for some reason... Would you excuse me a minute while I go out and back and see whether I can find a screwdriver?
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you Mrs. Allison's maid?
I am. Don't tell me that's the ice cream you have.
I'm afraid it is. I was delayed a little on the way and...
You were delayed? Wasn't that you I saw standing right out in front of the house for the last 15 minutes?
Yes, I was trying to get some boy. That is, I'm sorry, but here's your ice cream. If you don't want it, you don't have to take it.
Thank you.
And there's $1.40 due on it.
All right, wait right out there.
That's what I intend to do.
Oh, Amy.
Yes, Mrs. Allison, it's finally here, and there's $1.40 collect on it.
All right, I'll go right out and pay the boy.
It isn't a boy, it's a girl.
A girl?
Yes, ma'am. Now then, young woman, here's your $1.40 and 10 cents. Oh, my goodness, is that you, Mrs. Aldridge?
Why, yes. Yes, good evening, Mrs. Allison.
Well, where's the young woman that brought the ice cream? What did she do, gone back to the store?
Yes, I guess she must have.
And look at my keeping you standing here. I'm so glad you decided to come. Where's Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, no, I couldn't think of coming in.
Why not? We'd love to have you.
Oh, really, Mrs. Allison? As a matter of fact, I don't know why I came over at all.
No? Well, was there something you wanted, dear?
No, just forget the whole thing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, did you hurt yourself, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, I just fell over my bicycle.
Say, isn't there anybody in charge of this store?
The clerk just went around and back again.
Yes?
He's been making me a chocolate frosting for the last half hour. He ran into a little trouble.
Yes? Mr. McCall? Hello there.
I'll be right out.
I only have a minute. I want to get back home.
Now then, what can I do for you?
Here's what I want to ask. Say, is that you, Sam Aldrich?
Hello, Will Brown.
What are you doing in that apron?
Why, Will, I unfortunately put some lemon ice cream in this chocolate frosted, and you know any place I could throw it?
Sam, I can't find that bicycle anywhere. Where is it?
Oh, that's all right. Alice has it.
Alice has it?
She's out delivering.
She's what? Listen, Sam, have you bought this drugstore?
Mr. McCall! Officer McCall! Oh, my, Sam Aldrich.
Harriet, where did you come from?
Sam, I finally found 227 Maple Street, but the lady says I can't have my 90 cents until I get this bottle filled for them.
What's it for?
I don't know, but I've got a bridge game waiting.
Well, just a minute, Harriet. Hello, McCall's Pharmacy. Good evening.
Hello, Mr. McCall. This is Henry.
This is who?
Henry Aldrich, remember? I've called up to say I've resigned.
Henry, this is your father.
Is that you, father? She was out. I get the wrong number. Goodbye.
But Henry. Henry.
Young man, what about my frosted chocolate?
Just a minute, lady, and I'll be right with you. Will, come behind this counter and give me a hand.
Why?
Mr. McCall. Oh, Mr. McCall.
Alice, is that you?
Sam Aldrich, how did you happen to leave the house in a dirty apron?
You want me to get chocolate all over my suit?
Well, dear, have you got $1.40? Because if you have, give it to Mr. McCall right away because I'm quitting.
You're what? Hello, McCall's Pharmacy. Good evening.
Is this McCall?
It is.
This is Henry Aldrich, Mr. McCall.
Henry, don't you know your own father when he speaks to you?
Listen, Father, I thought you said this was McCall. How do I keep getting the wrong number? Come on.
Henry! Wait.
Yes, Father? Did you want me?
Why are you quitting your job down here?
I've got a swell one with Mr. Scott.
Doing what?
It's nice outdoor work, mixing cement. Don't you think Mother would like me to have me take it?
Now, Henry, you're not to get your mother mixed up in any cement.
Picture you're drawing?
I'm not drawing any picture, Henry. I'm just doodling.
Doodling? That looks like a bicycle you drew.
It is a bicycle.
What's that thing that's riding?
Mother love.
Mother love? And what are those things lying in the street that it just ran over?
Those are my pride, my common sense, and my reputation.
Thank you.
Aldrich Family is written by Clifford Goldsmith with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Rock.